Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of my podcast Explore and Engage with Anam. There is a crisis at the southern border of the United States, the U.S.-Mexico border. There's a big crisis at the southern border, and I've talked about it many times, I've written about it, and I will continue to discuss this issue because it is such a big crisis, and I think at this point, even the word crisis doesn't describe properly the magnitude of this problem. This is a gigantic problem that our country is facing. Since the Biden administration came to power, millions and millions of undocumented immigrants have entered the United States. I have said it before, and I'll say it again, my friends. We need to secure the border. We need border security. That should be, at this point, the number one priority. We need to secure the border. And in the last 2.5 or so years, millions of undocumented immigrants have entered the United States. I would like to talk about housing, because that's a very important topic. Americans are struggling with regard to housing. Many low-income individuals cannot find affordable homes. Many seniors with limited incomes are also having a very difficult time finding homes that they can afford. And there are many senior citizens with mobility issues who are also struggling because they can't find a home that they can afford. And young professionals, they are also struggling. People who are just starting their career, they are hardworking Americans, and they are struggling because home prices have risen, and so many young professionals cannot afford homes. And rent is also going up. And so Americans, you know, citizens and also, lawful immigrants, legal immigrants, they are also struggling because housing is a big problem because there's shortage of homes and home prices are going up and rent is going up. And so people are struggling. And that's not the only problem. I've talked about inflation. I talked about inflation in my previous episode with prices of everything going up, goods and services, everything is becoming more expensive. So even as people are earning income, their wages and salaries cannot keep up with the rise in prices in the economy. And as a result, legal immigrants and citizens, U.S. citizens, are already struggling. And now we have, on top of all these problems, we have the inflow of millions of undocumented migrants. And the question is, where are these people going to go? Where are they going to live? Millions of undocumented immigrants have come in. Where are they going to live? There's already a homelessness crisis in cities like San Francisco and New York, and there are many other cities. The list is long. I'm not going to go into discussing that list, but I've talked about homelessness in at least one previous episode, and it may be more than one. I think I have, if I remember correctly, I think I've also written a blog post on this issue, on the homelessness crisis. So there's already a homelessness crisis. And now, in the last 2.5 years almost roughly, millions of undocumented immigrants entered the United States. So the question is, with a housing crisis already there, and with all these new undocumented immigrants in the United States, where are they going to live? Let me share with you what's going on in New York City. And I saw this in the news, and you should all look it up. Do a search on the internet and look up the details of what I'm about to share with you. Reportedly, New York City officials are getting prepared to deal with a large inflow of undocumented immigrants, and reportedly, large sections of New York City streets, may be shut down to house thousands of asylum seekers. And that's the word used in the news article that I read, asylum seekers. So all these people crossing the border, the US-Mexico border, and entering the United States, when they end up in New York, New York City officials reportedly are going to prepare some kind of housing arrangement for them by shutting down large sections of New York City streets. So my question now, if you are a New York City taxpayer, if you live in New York City, and if you pay your taxes, I want to hear your thoughts on this matter. Do you like the idea of New York City streets being shut down to house migrants? And what does that exactly mean? Are people going to be living under an open sky? Will there be tents? What will be the arrangement? What will the image be like? What are New York City officials going to do by shutting down large sections of New York City streets? What are their plans? What will housing look like? And the question is, will New York City residents and taxpayers be okay with streets being shut down? So New York City taxpayers, let me ask you, what do you think of this idea? If you're listening to this podcast episode, if you live in New York City, if you're a taxpayer, share with me your comments, share with me your thoughts. Go to tossifanam.net. Send me a message. Let me know what you think. In Chicago, another big city, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she is the mayor, she declared a state of emergency after the arrival of migrants from the southern border. Now, isn't Chicago supposed to be a sanctuary city? That's what I thought, that Chicago is a sanctuary city. Then why did Lori Lightfoot declare a state of emergency? It seems to me that the mayor is not really happy that undocumented migrants arrived in Chicago. She's not happy. And I guess that's the reason why she declared a state of emergency. Well, in that case, I think Mayor Lori Lightfoot should make a public statement. She should go in front of the camera and she should stand in front of a microphone and publicly ask the Biden administration to secure the southern border. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she declared a state of emergency in Chicago after the arrival of undocumented migrants. So I think she should ask the Biden administration to secure the southern border. Is she going to do that? I don't know, my friends. Share with me your thoughts. Do you know that more than half of the country is living paycheck to paycheck? Did you know that? This is according to a new report. I know that people are struggling. I know that people cannot afford mortgage. I know that many people cannot even afford rent. And there are many people who cannot afford healthcare. And I keep talking about the economy because the economy is a complete mess right now. Gas prices high. Prices of other goods and services are high. You go into a grocery store, you look at the price tags, and you'll know that prices are high, very high. Inflation is eroding the value of money, and Americans are struggling. The economy is in a very poor condition. And so when I saw this finding based on this new report that half of the country is living paycheck to paycheck, I think that's heartbreaking. I mean, that's how bad the economy is right now. Let's talk about New York City once again. And I saw this in the news that New York City officials are, well, actually, in short, they are just trying to make people's lives difficult. But let me share with you the news that I saw. New York City officials are saying that they would make parking fines proportional to income. Okay, so people with more income will pay larger parking fines compared to people who earn less income. Now, don't think that this is a way to give relief to low-income people. What I think this is this is a bureaucratic way to generate higher revenue and collect more money from the people. I think that's what's going to happen. And just realize the fact that this proposal, if this proposal is implemented, this proposal is going to increase the size of government. Because there are some legitimate questions that people will need to ask. Number one, will there be income verification for paying parking fines? Will there be a need for more staff time to do all the income verification? And how will this be administered? If a new rule or new law or new proposal, whatever, is implemented that makes parking fines proportional to income, then for each parking ticket, will somebody in a government office need to sit down and verify incomes of all the people who received a parking ticket? So how much of work is going to be needed just to administer this? I'm guessing that more staff time, more personnel will be needed just to administer this process of income verification to determine who should pay how much fine. I don't know if this proposal will actually turn into a policy or a law or a rule that's eventually implemented. I don't know, but I think this is just a bad idea. Just from the standpoint of looking at the size of government, this is going to be very hard to implement, and this is just going to increase the size of government. So friends, that's all I have for this episode. And as always, I would encourage you to check out my website, tossifanam.net. You can check out my blog. You can look at all the published opinions, articles that I wrote that were published in various newspapers. I have included links to those articles on my website. And so you can check that out. And also, please connect with me on social media. Stay in touch with me. And well, that's all I have for now. I hope to be back again with a new episode. And I just want to thank you all for listening to my podcast. Please stay connected with me. Thank you. I'll be back.